That was just glorious. Special. The Lord our God, He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, like a rolling wind. Every time I say that, I mean it. I say it fresh. When I go in His presence, some of the things that I learn, I see that He thinks of everything. He evaluates everything. What you can receive, what you can relay, what you can do in faith. And as I studied the grace, the spirit of grace, His grace is an expression of His love. He expresses His vast love for us in every way. And it can be overwhelming to us when we can sense it, we can feel it, we can operate by it. And His love is always ready to forgive us and help us continue. He gave us everything by grace. The Word of God is a grace. The gift of the Holy Spirit is a grace. All the gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, is a grace to us, our authority. And as we receive it, you're going to have all forms of success in your life. If you use it, you'll build your life up. But to stay in the stream of God's grace and His great love, focus on Him and not the success. Focus on Him and not the challenges of life. Use that grace and just bulldoze through that mood. Banish all the wrong things and receive His strength and just continue to focus on Him. The great love that He's bestows on you, you bestow it on others. And if you stay focused that way, He builds foundation. He always builds foundation. If you notice, we started, what year did we start the Breakfast Club, Sister Mary? That around?
2008.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a blessing.
10 years.
Yeah. We've come along. We've seen many miracles.
Amen.
Remember when the drought came and Ray said, let's just all pray for rain.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it came.
It really came.
And then Ray's a farmer. He grew up on the farm. He said the rain didn't just drop out the sky and wash away the topsoil. It came and soaked in, and it came and soaked in, and it kept continuing. God has honored our faith. He's blessed us. We've seen people get healed. Everywhere we go, people have been healed and blessed. Things that, that I learned here, I share it on the radio. The Holy Spirit is mightily moving.
Amen,
by His Spirit.
Amen, amen.
And a lot of times, pastor says something that's disturbing. A lot of churches are closing its doors. Pastors are quitting. What do you say, 5,000 a year? That's a lot of America. They're just quitting, going out of business. That's because a long time ago their focus changed, and they didn't start looking at God again. When you look at this world, is designed to oppose you in every way, emotionally, physically, financially, every way you can think of. The world is anti-Christ, and because the world is set that way, they even polluted religion. They couldn't destroy the Rome couldn't destroy the church, so they married it and fused with it. And but when you look at God, everything that's no good, you can judge it and move it aside. As you steadily look at Him, you'll stay in faith.
Amen.
Every man and woman of God, we have to be in faith about what we're doing. Whatever God tell me, like the assignments He's given, the radio, the books, whatever He give me to do, I have to believe it, because the anointing always reacts to faith. The anointing is not without faith. It has to be activated, and faith is the way we activate it. When people come to a church or a healing crusade meeting, they're bringing the ones that get results, they brought their faith with them. They went to get healed. Some went to see others get healed. Some went to learn. Whatever they brought their faith for, that's what they'll receive. They'll activate, the anointing is ready and available all the time. It's always on. When you come in faith, you activate. When you receive God's information, and so that you can do an assignment, your learning process is your faith. And when you use it, that's faith, and the anointing works. So when all the wonderful things that God has given us, the Spirit of grace, it comes to express His love to man, to us, yes, and those that we bless. Sometimes the process starts. Men and women receive what God is doing, and they have success. And your focus can change from God to the success. The people is coming. And now I gotta keep them here. They feel like they gotta do something out of their own heart, their own mind. And if they, when they stop looking at the Lord, that's when the pressure starts. I've seen the Lord send people. He was building a team. I've seen people, a certain pastor I'm thinking about, he really had a team. He got to a point. He followed God to a point. And the Lord sent people from all over Birmingham to his ministry. And then he looked at them instead of God. And he didn't find. The Lord told me, he said, the people are ready to operate in the spiritual gifts. And my instruction was to share with them that the Lord wanted, he was going to use them with spiritual gifts. The children started prophesying. All the people started prophesying. One Sunday, three people prophesied that didn't prophesy before. And that's the week he had me to share this. He said, well, they'll get in the flesh and they'll do this. And I said, no, the Lord wants you to guide them in it because they're already nervous.
You know, it's very important that we change.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to change us as we look into that glass, that image.
Yeah.
And see, that's what he was looking at, the flesh.
Yeah.
Instead of looking in that glass, changing.
Mm-hmm.
See, sometimes the church don't move with the changes of looking into that image, that glass, and getting that reflection, get his reflection and change, and they miss out on things.
He missed a good one.
Puts it this way. You know how you feel. Mm-hmm. You know what your body feels like, how it feels, your emotions. You know what it is, so you relate to natural. But spiritually, there's no natural reality in it. It's all spiritual reality. Your spirit inside, and you can't feel it with your emotions. And you can't, other though they interrelate, you can't feel it with your emotions. You can't feel your body. You can't do it. Mm-hmm. So when you look into that word, which is the mirror, which is the perfect law of liberty, and it says the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is alive in you today, and you can work in that spirit, you can't relate it physically. It has to look spiritually, and that's how you relate. It has to be viable. Like Mary said, you've got to look in it and see who you are. And the people look in their flesh and say, no. Mm-hmm. What does the word say?
If you had looked into that mirror, it would have said, yeah, I want those spiritual gifts. He would have seen that. He could have changed.
Mm-hmm.
But when you stop that, you're not changed. God wants the church to change from glory to glory. Don't want us going backwards, but glory to glory.
Exactly.
To realize we're a spiritual body.
Uh-huh.
We're spirit. We relate spirit to spirit. And the spirit, the word spiritual.
And he did a lot of groundwork to get the team. He had a team. Yeah.
But you know what, Mary? I want to teach y'all about that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Some about that too, about this spirit. See, your spirit and the Holy Spirit never sleeps. Mm-hmm. Never slumber.
Mm-hmm.
Your spirit never sleeps. No. Holy Spirit and that spirit are always in communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But how did you get it up from there that you can use it?
Uh-huh.
It's perfect law of liberty, the word.
That's true. You're looking at perfect law of liberty, it tells you pray in tongues.
Mm-hmm. That's what it tells you to do. You do what it
says.
And
that tongue will help you get that up from your spirit, because your spirit man is perfect.
But where did you learn that from? The word.
Yeah. The spirit man is perfect.
Perfect. Exactly.
When things aren't moving along like I wanted to, I pay attention to the Lord and pray in tongues. Some things you got to believe. You got to pray it through. You have to believe in what you're doing. Now, if he would have met God in faith, now the Lord sent me to tell him what would happen if he did it and what would happen if he didn't. If he did it, God was going to take the church to the next glory. Mm-hmm. And I know he has the wisdom to do it. Mm-hmm. He's a very influential pastor. He could have done this. Mm-hmm. He would have been on the map if he would have been able to stay focused on the Lord. Wow. I had given him other words too. I regret it. I didn't even want to tell him what was going to happen if he didn't, but I had to. Mm-hmm. I said, if you don't do it, the Lord's going to send them away. I said, do what he gave you to do. He said, no, they'll get in the flesh. I said, oh. And that's precisely what happened. It wasn't long later, the Lord sent some of the best people he had away. I saw this. Mm-hmm. The Lord was building a team, and he had to send them to other places because they were ready. And he sent them where they could be used. And the word came true. So
it shows how important it is to pray for our leaderships and our pastors. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I prayed for one pastor. I prayed for all of them. And one day I was praying. I saw too many pastors go down that road. And a friend of mine, I was just laid out in the floor praying for him, earnest. And then it's like the Lord just sat there and watched me. And then he just spoke and said, he got to make up his mind. Mm-hmm. And I just got up and went on and did what I had to do. I stopped. And that Sunday, he said, the Lord told me, I just got to make up my mind. I'm like, please make up your mind. This is what...
We're going to really have to cut it off.
I would see visions. I would commune. I knew what would happen if they did this. So... if people follow God, never look at the distractions, the success, the failures, the challenges, the people. Always look at the Lord.
Amen.
And you won't go out of business.
Amen.
All right.
You're going to have it all make me by yourself. You're going to be in the flow.
Ray going to be here, ain't he?
Huh?
Ray going to be here.
Ray going to do the morning.
Good.
You're going to be all by yourself. Okay. You and David. Y'all going
to
have it.
All right. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all of your people. I see so much potential in your people. Lord, draw out our best. Help us do all that's in your heart. Do a mighty work. Let the glory come on us like Mary said.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Let people know that you're about to return. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Help us
to
cooperate with them.
Yes,
amen.
So good about, especially in church, just thinking about that's the Holy Spirit's responsibility. Do what he tells us to.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Easy.
Glory. Thank God that we have the Holy Spirit.
That's why
the
gifts of the Spirit, God's kind of dwelling on us lately because the miracles and the raising from the dead and all that involved is part of the glorious church.
Yeah. Sometimes I just want to know what's going to happen if I obey him. And I'm going to tell you, some things I've seen, and it's good.